Today is Monday, March 21st, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So we're going to start out today with an email that I received, and it's a new listener, so we're going to read the whole thing. Strap in, and here we go. Hello, Adam. I just discovered your podcast a few months ago. I'm feeling really strange writing this fan mail, please, because this is just not something I normally do, but I've got to say I'm quite intrigued and entertained by you talking about your life 5 days a week, and that I'm listening. Smiley face. Since I'm new to your world, everything you do on Geeky Gay is new to me. Believe me, I'm far from being bored. I appreciate your taking the time to make a daily check-in with Geeky Gay. No matter how mundane it might seem to you, it's become an anticipated part of my day. It's like reading the next chapter in a good book. I appreciate that each day's podcast is short. It's like a check-in from a friend who doesn't overstay his welcome. My husband Mike and I have listened to Geeky Gay episodes in the car, on road trips, and have laughed and enjoyed hearing your life experiences, dealing with fast food restaurants, work, your passport dilemmas, and dramas. We've been together for 31 years. Oh my gosh, 31 years. That's amazing. Congratulations. Question, do you guys cruise alone? I meant cruise like on a ship, not other cruising. Married for 11. We're both retired and enjoying our new life's routine. Oh my God, I wish I was retired. I know I'm wishing my life away, but that would be so much fun to be retired. I used to think, oh, I'll just work forever. And maybe I would if I really enjoyed my job, but let's face it. I mean, I'm in my current job for the paycheck. We'll just say there's not a lot of passion there. I wish there was, but we don't all get to do what we're passionate about, do we? To be retired, I could just travel. I could do a million more podcasts. I could do a video podcast. I could do all kinds of things if I had time. We have time to take day trips on the weekdays, which weren't possible before our retirement. Listening to a fun and intriguing podcast such as yours during these road trips keeps us engaged and alert while being behind the wheel. Thanks for that. I've also added Mix Minus to my iPhone podcast app and really enjoy what you and Daniel do with that show. I've heard you make reference to throwing down or something like that, but I haven't figured out where or how to get it yet. I've checked out the Pride 48 website, and I'm expanding my podcast listening time to some of the podcasts there. That's great. Wow. Wow, that's really great. One of the things I've learned during my first year of retirement is that it's important to keep this aging body moving and not just sitting around scrolling through social media or watching TV. I watch a lot of TV. I do. I try to get in my 10,000 steps per day, which works out to be just a little under 4 miles. I like to listen to podcasts while walking. I used to listen to our local NPR, MSNBC, or a couple of local music stations, but all the news and politics coming into my earbuds would raise my blood pressure and make me feel angry and frustrated. I so agree with you. I can't watch the news. Somebody told me, oh, I know, I was on a meeting today. And my boss says, hey, wasn't there a shooting in Arkansas this weekend? It's not funny, but I had no idea. I said, oh, was there? And I had to Google it. And sure enough, there was. Again, the shooting is not funny, but the fact that I knew nothing about it is funny because I don't watch. I try to avoid it. Mark watches news every day. And I really, because it will depress me. I will be so depressed. Just call me Adam Ostrich Burns. That's going to be my new middle name. Ostrich in the sand Burns. Or no, neck in the sand, head in the sand. I don't know. Anyway, continuing on, your podcasts and some of the others I've discovered at Pride 48 have given me something different and fun to listen to during my daily walks. They also give me motivation to get out and do the walk so I can catch the latest podcast episodes. So with that, I'll wrap up this first fanboy email. I just wanted to let you know that for me anyway, I'm not at all bored with what you're doing with your podcast. My husband and I enjoy it. Keep up the great work, Brian. Also, Brian is in, well, I don't know how far Wichita. Brian is in Wichita, Kansas. And that can't be too far away from me. I'm in North Arkansas. You're pretty close. You're in the same neck of the woods, Brian. I feel like we used to drive through Wichita when we went snow skiing. We would drive from Arkansas and we would go to Colorado. And I feel like instead of driving through Texas, we would go up and over and then kind of to Colorado. And I feel like we went through Wichita. I'm not sure. Anyway, thank you so much for the email. I really appreciate the contact. I actually don't get a lot of contact, especially I don't get as much contact as Big Fatty does. And you folks need to give me a little bit more contact because Big Fatty gets so much contact. Sometimes he's weeks behind on playing his voicemails and emails because he gets so much. And I'm jealous. That's all I've got to say. But thanks for your email, and I'm glad you're not bored. You know, a lot of people that listen to this show have been listening to me since I started podcasting. And I started podcasting around 15 years ago. And at the time, it was not a personal journal podcast. It was with my partner at the time. And yeah, so some of these people, some stories that I tell or, you know, when I'm talking about something, they're, oh, God, Adam, you're talking about it again. But yeah, anyway, I really appreciate you emailing and I'm glad that you stepped out of the shadows and shared your experience with us. Thank you. So my weekend, I have no idea what I did on the weekend. There was a Saturday. And there was a Sunday, and I'm trying to remember. I should have written something down. I should write things down. Because I'm getting to the point where now I don't remember what I did on the weekend. I'm really trying to remember what we did on the weekend. I mean, Mark had a haircut, and so he got up early and worked out, and then went and had his haircut on Saturday. And then he woke up at like 5 a.m. or something because he's been waking up early. I don't know if it was because of daylight saving time or what, but he's been waking up early over like the past week. And he woke up around 5 or 5:30. And I didn't go to bed until 1:30 or 2 because of mix minus. And so I stayed in bed, but Mark got up, worked out. His haircut was at 8:45. And I decided I did not want to cook. Of course, it's the weekend. I did not want to cook. And so we went and got kolaches for breakfast. And we watched something on TV. I don't remember what it was, but we watched a little bit of YouTube. We watched Try Guys. We always watch Try Guys on the weekend. And did some stuff, whatever we did. I worked out. Did my workout because he'd already done his workout. And then Saturday evening, Mark had a birthday party and I got a whole evening to myself just to do whatever I wanted to do. And I'm an introvert. So even, you know, even having a boyfriend or a partner, occasionally it's good for me to have a couple of hours to myself to kind of unwind, you know, whatever. I took a bath. So yeah, it was a pretty boring Saturday. But I drew a bath. You draw a bath, right? Drew a bath. I put on a podcast and I got in the bath. I was in the bath for about 45 minutes. It was fantastic. And got out of the bath, and then I decided I was going to eat Whataburger. So I went and I got Whataburger and I watched a documentary. I know, how exciting is my life? It was so good. It was so relaxing. I watched a documentary on the GameStop stuff on HBO. Very fascinating. And ate Whataburger, and Sydney and I ate. She had her dog food. And I was very relaxed. It was such a good, I really enjoyed my evening. And then Mark came home and we watched a little bit more and then went to bed. And that was it. And then on Sunday, of course, I had church in the morning. And Mark met me and we went and had lunch. We had a restaurant of the week at a local tap house. I had a blueberry cider. I don't really like beer, but I had a blueberry cider and I had chicken and French toast. It was chicken and waffles, but you could substitute French toast. It was pretty good. And then we did our grocery shopping. And then, you know, we came home and we walked. We walked on Sunday at my favorite walking spot. So that was good. So, yeah. And then in the evening, I looked at hotels for Venice. Exciting. All right. Well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com, like Brian did. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.